Idiosyncrasies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Maggie and our producer, Jared.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know who that is. Who is that? Wait, did that come through? Or are you?
I don't think that came through on stream, so I'm not even going to repeat it.
Should we treat like those if he's not here, or
treat it as if he's not here?
Did they hear that? I don't know.
No, they can't hear him.
Okay.
You're acting like a crazy person.
Because I am a crazy person.
All right. So as always,
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Thank you. How was your Christmas?
Wonderful. Your Happy New Year.
That's the old idiosyncrasies. We can't be using these bits. They're gone. We're new us, new skin. We've shed it off that layer. We're new. We only have new jokes like 25% woman, and I think that's all we got going so far.
That's really all we have going so far.
Yeah, and then like I'm collecting rocks like a psychotic person. I think that's the two jokes. Oh, and then Trey, every 5 seconds you just stop working.
Yeah, hopefully not anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, now I just need to, like, freeze myself and just
have that as, like, a hotkey just like, for you. You just, like, just overload your fucking RAM.
For as just, a like, hotkey, I just overclock the shit out of my RAM for fun. for shits and giggles.
For funsies.
All right. So, as always, let's get into the music for this week. Who wants to start?
I can go.
Yes, please.
Yeah, but do you want to?
I just fucking said.
This is that Valorant conversation all over again.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at for using my mom voice.
Okay, so my first song is Infinity Repeating by Daft Punk.
Infinity Repeating by Daft Punk.
Mm-hmm.
2013 demo.
Yes. Fucking banger. My second song is Someone Died by Emmett Rowe. Ooh.
Who died?
Someone. I just fucking said
that. I typed in Someone Died in the first fucking album, or it's a playlist just called Loss. Thanks.
That's depressing. Can you send that to me?
No.
Okay. But yeah, it's by Emmett Rhodes, E-M-I-T-T.
I got it.
Okay, never. I'll shut the fuck up then. And then my third song is Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z.
I definitely thought you said Big Pippin'. So thank God. Yeah, like from the fucking Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So thank God Spotify knew what I was talking about.
Big Pimpin'. Who's next?
So I've got Antenna by Pinocchio P.
Yo, my boy.
Antenna Spell by Slipknot.
I love this bit.
Hey, I didn't have to do it for you. The song just came up right away. All right.
Sorry, my songs are interesting. And then Work by Millennium Parade.
Work Song by Hozier.
No!
Oh! What?
Alright.
Alright.
Don't think I've done it before, but Merry-Go-Round of Life by Joe Hisashi is from the Howl's Moving Castle movie.
Merry-Go-Round of Life by Joe, that name? Hisashi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hisashi.
Alright.
That's my song.
I'm gonna do
love that song. Good choice.
I'm gonna do What I've Done by Linkin Park.
What I've Done.
Yep, the very same. Iridescent by Linkin Park.
Banger.
Where is it? They're not Live from Paris.
He's regressing to 13 years ago.
No, I just rewatched the first three Transformers movies.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And New Divide. Fuck! New Divide by Linkin Park. If I can find it.
So you've been listening to a lot of Linkin Park lately, huh?
No, I just rewatched Transformers.
Well,
the first movie uses What I've Done. Second movie uses... Why can I not think of the song? I just said it.
Iridescent?
No, the other one.
I honestly didn't.
Damn it! New Divide.
Yeah.
Alright, got it. I just, because I kept scrolling and I found it. Alright, that's it.
Alright, so happy birthday, Discord.
Happy 8 birthday. 8 years,
and they're fucking up.
Yep.
that's my segue for tonight. Yeah.
Fuck Discord, fuck Blizzard.
And fuck China. Fuck
unique usernames.
Fuck Israel.
Fuck Israel.
Yep, I said it. Free Palestine, motherfuckers. Free Palpatine.
Free Palpatine. Somehow, Palestine returned.
But yeah, so there's that huge Discord fiasco where they're changing the username, the way it works, and a lot of people are very upset about it, me included.
I was like, a lot of people, but like, I've only heard you get upset and then just read forum posts.
Yeah, and all the forum posts are all the other people that you don't talk to, Trey.
Yeah. No, I talk to everyone, personally.
I talk to everyone.
That's everyone. Like everyone.
I know everyone.
Everyone. I know everyone.
Don't get it twisted.
I know everyone.
And then Blizzard's fucking up with no PvE.
No PvE.
After 3 years?
And no skill trees. 4.
PvE.
4? And they were like talking about it in like 2017. So the whole PvE thing was going to be like single player and co-op. And your heroes were going to be able to have skill trees so you could change their abilities as you progress through this like story mode.
Okay.
So what they were doing was, hey, we're going to make a campaign for this game, and then decided, actually, it's too fucking hard. Never mind. The battle pass gives us way more money.
That's work. And
that's work. And that really cuts into the make one skin a year thing that we have going on here.
Yeah. We make too much money. So what's even the point? You know, we don't need that much money.
Which, that would have been so great for them, because there's so much lore behind all of their characters, and they really don't have anywhere that holds it all.
Not even would that be great for them. That was the whole reason they talked about making
Overwatch
2. That was what that was going to be. So without that,
it's just Overwatch.
We've dealt with less content, shitty comp, like shitty matchmaking for nothing.
For nothing. I just hope that, I know that they're different development teams, but I hope that all of their lack of work in Overwatch 2 went into Diablo 4.
Whole different team.
I know, but like, imagine they were just like, you good people from Overwatch, come over to this other one. We'll make more money from this.
They punish the Diablo team by making them work on the on Overwatch 2. Now, Diablo's fun as shit. I cannot wait for that to fully come out.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. Only 20 more days? Less?
Which is like June 2nd, right?
Yeah, June 2nd.
Two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Because it comes out. Because
right
it was originally.
Come out.
You're gay?
No. Oh, she's a woman. Been over this.
Yeah, because it was originally supposed to come out the 6th, right? And then it got an early release.
It comes out the 6th, but it's early release for those that pre-ordered the like ultimate bundles.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So yes.
Which makes sense because they really botched it in the first beta release, where they were like, "Yeah, everybody that pre-ordered it gets into it, but if you buy the sandwich from KFC, you also get into it. So you could either spend."
You can spend
$80 to $100.
Yeah, you can spend $80 or $5. That's so stupid.
Like, really? That's fucked up. That like, is... give the sandwich people a different day. and give them less content.
There's beta day and then there's sandwich day. They cannot be put together. You cannot have betas together on sandwich day, and you can't have sandwiches on beta day. Landon, any new games you're excited for?
I have anemia.
My favorite game.
Yep, cool. Yep. I was diagnosed with anemia, me and my mom.
At like fucking 11:30 at night.
Mm-hmm. The day before Mother's Day, because she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go in for blood test, and you want to come with?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then on the way there, she's like, "Hey,
blood test."
Yeah, family blood test, mother son bonding. And she was like, "Hey, you just want to get blood test?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure," because like I've always known I've had low iron, right? I've always had these bags under my eyes, and I've just been like last couple months, like especially, I've just like there's just been a brain fog. You guys know that like my words just slur together and I'm just terrible at speaking. And she's like, "Yeah, those are all symptoms of anemia." Just like that, just that brain fog. And I was like, "Okay, let me try it." And then, yeah, so I got diagnosed. So this boy is going to be taking man vitamins.
Man vitamins.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
You're good.
Cool. Are those your man vitamins?
No, this is orange juice. It's empty. I drink.
No, I was the same way because mine dropped super fucking low because I'm also anemic.
Let's go up top.
I'm going to walk over there and beat the shit out of you. Just for no reason. But yeah, mine dropped like super fucking low and I was exhausted. Just like could not move, could hardly even get out of fucking bed.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Yeah, that's how I've always been. Like, it's such a pain to get out of bed. And I'm not just because I'm a sad lady fuck. Like, literally, like my whole body's just like.
No, like yeah, you're just no energy. You know, it's not even
just like it's just it's much easier just to go back to bed. You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm not an anemic, but I can agree.
Yeah. Well, you're a woman, so. Yeah. I gotta really cut. Well, I kind of made it up last night. I did spam women are hot for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, tell you. That was annoying to scroll back through this morning. Annoying as fucking shit. And as Jared can attest, nothing happened. There was zero.
A lot happened. Selma Hayek.
50 counts of just the word women. Three gifts of Salma Hayek's tits.
There were more than 50.
It was more than just her tits.
More than 50.
It was the whole
package. Two of them were just her tits. Then there was one that was just a full, like,
she's more than just a fucking object. She's a woman.
Women.
Women are hot. Salma Hayek is hot. No. Salma Hayek is a woman. Therefore, she is hot. She's not an object.
Salma Hayek is hot. Salma Hayek is a woman. Therefore, women are hot.
You get it.
Got on so fast.
You got it, dude.
No. Yeah, that was annoying.
Got it.
Because no, I saw. Because I was like, it started off with you and like whatever you and Oak were talking about, and then
Oak was harassing me.
Because he should.
Which I don't. What even
because
happened?
I'm a woman.
What happened? Like Oak said that you were harassing him.
Well, sorry, who are we gonna believe? Oak or Maggie?
And then I asked, was Maggie saying slurs again? And then she said, not this time. And then I said, but there was a time. And then you just never responded to that.
Oh yeah, because it was a joke.
Okay. Slur said.
He was harassing me. Don't believe the words he says.
So what was he saying?
Yeah, dive into your private conversations.
Yeah.
Right leak here, right now.
Leak the DMs.
On a public forum.
Show me the screenshots.
I was not making fun of myself.
Huh?
He keeps saying that I was making fun of myself, but I was not. He was harassing me.
So he was making fun of yourself.
He was being nice to me, so he was harassing me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women, right? But yeah, women are hot. So
women are hot.
And that's all I have to say, officer. All right, judge. My client here is a woman, therefore she is hot.
Free anyway, go. Interrupting this before this becomes another fucking thing. okay, you know what else comes out June 6th?
Are you going to interrupt it? Like,
I was going to say, where's the interruption? You just went
silent. I was waiting for you guys to fight
me. Women are hot, okay?
No. June 2nd, Spider-Verse comes out.
That's the same day Diablo comes out.
I know, that's what I said. That's, you know what else comes out June 2nd? I'm excited.
I'm so excited for Spider-Verse. I'm so excited. I was watching a trailer for it earlier. I'm like, oh, looks so good. I'm so excited.
I keep seeing like angry tweets and shit that like in a lot of the trailers, people are like pointing out obscure Spider-Man characters. And it's like, yeah, that's the point. You're going to find them.
Yeah.
That's
Spider Verse. Verse. Universe, multiverse, Spider Verse.
Like,
bada bing, bada boom. You know what I'm saying?
I'm all for hating on comic book movies. They're a little much right now, but be for real.
This one's just a fun fucking canon movie. And it looks fucking awesome. I'm also, the Spot? Is that, or?
Oh, yeah. The Spot or Mr. Spot, something like that. Ink Spot.
Yeah. He's a really cool character. Like he was in,
that's a really fucking obscure Spider villain too.
Which I'm glad that they're like doing more obscure Spider-Man villains because like there's a lot of really, like where the fuck is Kaleidoscope Man? Where is he? He needs to have his own goddamn movie. The thing is, it's Kaleidoscope, right, man? I think that's the name. No, what's his name?
I used to love Kaleidoscopes.
Okay, autistic. Spider-Man villains. No, what's his name? He's one of the first ones. I typed in obscure like, Spider-Man villains.
I used to like Kaleidoscopes. Like, what happened? Not like him anymore? Just,
I had an obsession with them when I was really young because my aunt had this really... My aunt and my grandmother... separate sides of the family, but they both had just like really cool kaleidoscopes, and I had nothing else to do when at my aunt and grandma's house when I was 5 except for touch things and look at cool things. So
touch things.
A kaleidoscope I could touch, it looks cool.
Big wheel. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but big wheel deserves big wheel
that is literally just a big wheel.
He deserves his own movie. And then there's another one where he's got a really goofy outfit. I thought it was Kaleidoscope Goofy Spider-Man.
You're telling me there's a villain in Spider-Man that has a goofy outfit?
Yeah, but like I'm talking about like goofy, goofy.
Like goofy.
Like,
goofy,
like goofy
outfit.
Like goofy, yeah. Goofy, goofy yeah.
Outfit.
Goofy, yeah.
We're not even using words anymore.
Goofy.
Goofy outfit.
God, I'll have to. It's one of his first ones because I remember I had the original Spider-Man comics, like a deluxe box or whatever. And he's like one of the first ones. I'm like, he's fucking goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy. So, big wheel. Marvel. If you're watching. Speaking of, yep. So I mentioned this in the Discord call the other night. So on Facebook, I posted a picture of a drawing I'm doing. Right. And this lady that goes to one of my jobs, I friended her on Facebook because she's just super fucking awesome and kind. And everyone that works with me has friended her as well. She saw it and she heart reacted it, super kind. She said, super awesome. I said, thank you. And then she said, my son works for Marvel. And she contacted him about me. And that is super fucking cool. And that's I found... Awesome. I did some more research. He has his own, like, on the Marvel Wiki, whatever that is, page.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Ferguson. He's done stuff for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow. Like, that's really fucking cool.
Which is really fucking cool. So, I'm not a comic book artist. I could definitely try and do it, but, like, that's still a really fucking cool contact to have, you know? So I was just like, which is, like, he drew Star-Lord, and then he drew Rocket Raccoon on one of the cover pages.
Whoa.
which is, yeah.
Being on a cover page is crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody sees.
That's what everyone like, sees, yeah.
Being an artist because, in it is cool right. and all, but, like, not everybody's going to see it.
Yeah, the Marvel fandom page. Here it is. Yeah, he, or no, this isn't the right one. Yeah, so he drew, he's drawn some other stuff, too, but, this is a different one. This wasn't the one I was looking at.
Is it? Oh, I see. I have a.
This page.
Let me pull up Landon's. Thank you, or Jared. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, producer.
I don't remember what page I was on. I thought it was.
It's Lee M. Ferguson, right, Landon?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And he went to BG. Like, he went to BGSU. Which is kind of fucking unique. But, man, he's done a lot more.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Well, the fandom page, which, never mind, Jared just beat me to it. Fandom page has a lot of the Guardian stuff that you were talking about.
Yeah.
With Rocket and Peter in them. Lila the otter.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah, which super fucking cool because like I've heard that name before, but it's because I heard him through just seeing like a famous people around Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing it from BG works with Marvel. So I was like, oh shit, yeah. There it is. Yeah, I found it. Inker images, that's what they call them. Yeah, so there's penciler, inker, and then colorist.
Oh, damn. He worked on, like, the Marvel Universe one. He's credited for that Marvel Universe picture.
Which one's that one?
Like, the one that just has the big cast of all the Marvel characters.
Is that as an inker or a penciler?
As an inker.
Inker. Holy shit, that one? That's him?
Uh-huh. I don't know that it's all him.
Yeah, so that's the tricky thing with comic work is that it's typically like within this, you know that like it's typically multiple artists working on the right. same thing. That one, I believe all they did was they just took like the pictures and they just stacked them. That's definitely multiple artists. So I'm not sure exactly. Gotcha. He definitely did do all that because you can even look at it. It's all different art styles and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious which ones he did, but like he has a face.
Well, he probably did some of the Guardians.
Yeah.
Well, and a big thing with comic artists and people helping out with comics is that they're supposed to be very good at mimicking different art styles. So even if there are the different art styles, he could have done three of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're all different.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing is that they're just crazy at mimicking.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy good talent.
But yeah, super cool. So that was just like a cool thing that happened to me this week. I was like, okay, yeah, all right. he hasn't contacted me yet, so that's probably going to go nowhere. But it's still pretty fucking cool to have, you know. So
text his mom.
Yeah.
Hey, when's your son going to talk to me?
Where the fuck is Marvel? Where is he?
Where's Kevin? Where is Kevin Feige? I want to talk to him right now.
That's my dad?
That's my dad.
Okay, speaking of my dad. Have you guys seen The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
No.
With Ben Stiller?
No.
Yeah, I know. it's a really goofy movie at first, but then like the like two-thirds after it, it's really fucking good. Like just really great cinematography. Yeah. My dad fucking loves this movie. If you know, it's a Ben Stiller movie. It's based on real life or whatever about like the life photographer or like this life journalist that's
based on real life about the life of Ben Stiller.
Yeah, yep. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Thank you. Well, anyways, the first like third of the movie is him just mentioning that he's a very big daydreamer or whatever. And Jared, you've seen that movie. They're fucking surreal as shit. Like there's a whole scene where he does this whole Benjamin Button bit but he doesn't know how Benjamin Button works, so it's just him being old and like this old little baby. And stuff like that. My dad finds that
how Benjamin Button works. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's just how Benjamin Button works. My dad thinks that is the funniest fucking shit. If you look at Walter Mitty, Benjamin Button, you will be like, what the fuck am I fucking looking at? he sent it to me, right? This is the text he sends it to me. He sends me that scene where he's like, the Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Benjamin Button scene. Your sisters did not think this was funny. Or your sisters did not think that this was funny. What is wrong with them? Laughing emoji. Then he calls me like an hour later saying, hey, did you see my text? I was like, no, what's up? He's like, you gotta watch that. I'm like, Dad, I've literally seen Walter Mitty with you like 6 times. We watched it in the movies like 3 times together. I've seen it. Trust me.
I've seen it.
And then he's like, yeah, it's so fucking funny. It's so funny. You gotta watch it. I'm like, Dad, I know what you're talking about. It's okay. It's just fucking weird. He's like, no, it's so fucking funny. An hour later, right? So that was all at 5:30, right? He calls me at like 6 o'clock, right? 6:30. He says, another great scene. from the same fucking movie where it's another daydream bit, but it's like he's got like the heat, you know, the Stretch Armstrong,
yeah,
where
yeah.
He's just going down like New York or whatever, like down and just like fucking weird. Just he's like, another really funny scene. And then he calls me again. He's like, did you see my last text?
Oh my god.
This is probably 7 o'clock. I'm at work, Dad. I'm at work. I'm trying to teach, right? I'm trying to teach my students. You're calling me about what I'm having. And then
I was like, I love the idea of Kevin, like, watching this movie, sending you these texts, you not responding. So he's like, okay, hold on. I'm going to pause my movie.
He's sending me, like, 4 different fucking scenes from this fucking movie.
Oh, my God.
Love That's Kevin. So cool. What an enigma.
He's a fucking man. Yeah,
oh, maybe I can invite my mom and dad over to meet you guys. Maybe Wemmy can get a kiss. get to kiss my mom.
Oh my god, Wemmy, I can kiss your mom.
Yeah.
That was your idea, or you're like, hey, I can bring my parents to meet you, and then immediately hated that idea.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe you can just meet Kevin.
Can't wait.
No, never mind. Neither of my parents are safe. Fucking that shit
Neither
ain't safe.
Neither of my parents are safe.
Fucking I have to worry about Wemmy and Maggie kissing my mom, and then I have to worry about Jared kissing my dad, and then potentially also my mom.
Just don't bring your parents around.
Well, because I mentioned that you guys are going to be coming into town, and my mom is like, I'm very interested in meeting them.
Oh.
And I'm like, I mentioned, is this before or after you said that you were kissable?
I was like, I'm very interested in meeting them after being told that they want to kiss you and having what a nice guy is explained to her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I had to fucking explain that to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what, she called you a nice guy?
Yeah, because she didn't realize what a 21st century nice guy meant. She was in the 20th century nice guy.
Mm-hmm. I love that song by King Crimson.
21st century
nice guy, man. I was like, come on, you're target audience for this joke here. All right, go ahead.
I love your reaction to, or your parents' reaction to Wemmy. Where did they go?
Yeah. Wemmy? Yeah, so our friend... she's been in the chat before. I don't know.
I think she's at work right now.
Damn it, Meatball. Right? Damn it. What's more important? Your livelihood or your friend's podcast? Exactly. our friend Wemmy, that's not her. I mean, that is her biological name. I refuse to say anything that is her biological name. You can't change that. Anyways, yeah, so I mentioned Maggie and Wemmy, and then both my parents were like, oh, okay, cool. Wemmy? Like, tilt head? Question mark?
Wemmy?
Like, yeah, Wemmy. Yeah, Wemmy's an interesting name. I think my parents had the same reaction, but no, they just only call her Wemmy.
Yeah, that's her name.
She just is Wemmy.
Yep. I'm going to start referring to myself as Crunchy, and then they're going to be like, okay.
Please don't refer to yourself in the third person.
Crunchy?
Apartment?
Apartment.
Crunchy.
Do you have money?
Do you have money? Do you have money?
Do you have money?
Should we explain that one?
No.
I mean, there's not much to explain except for it's a funny little video where this girl gets taken to a water park. to get broken up with her boyfriend, but every single scene is just her going, babe, I want to ride this. Do you have money?
Do you have money?
Do you have money?
Hey, I'm going to break up with you. Stop talking. Let me go down the slide.
Okay, I'm going to go down the slide.
Do you have money?
Do you have money?
God.
Women.
Women.
Windmen. Windmen. What were we going to say? Sorry.
I got a puppy.
Let's go!
Oh, yeah.
His name is Tully. We found out that he has a parasite today.
Let's go!
Yeah. So, our other animals can't eat his poop.
Damn.
Right? But other than that, the vet said that he was in very good health because he's a rescue puppy. We got him from somewhere down south. They found him and the rest of his litter and his mom, like, underneath a car. And so a couple weeks later, we got approved for adopting him, and he just came home last Friday. And the vet said he was in very good health and that he's the healthiest rescue dog he's ever seen and that he's going to get very big. Which I'm very excited about.
Let's fucking go.
I love big dogs.
I was gonna say, I fucking hate social media so much.
Yeah, buddy.
So fucking much. Like, there's such a good benefit to it, but then, like, there's also just, like, I hate going, like, I go on Twitter every once in a while, and then I just open it up. I'm just like, how do you function? Like, it just blows my mind. Like, it's just like, how do people react the way that they react? It's like a little, like, nest of just, like, this amalgamation of just, like, these little cancer cells just, like, you know, just boiling up. I'm just like, how the fuck, how are you raised? Do you, like, did your mother just not fucking hit you enough? Like, it just makes no fucking sense at all. Not saying my mother hit me. Jennifer never has hit me. I'm just saying, maybe
Jennifer can hit me.
Maybe their parents should have hit them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just so fucking flabbergasted by all of this, right? So,
is there, like, a specific thing that set you off?
Well, just multiple things. I was just going through, like, what's the happening, you know, on the Twitters, you know, on the Bluebird, right? And the one I've been seeing a lot is this whole iDubbbz situation, right? Recently, you know, iDubbbz just did the Creator Clash 2, right? Mm-hmm. And then he made a video where he said he had to kick out one person because he was involved with this very controversial character, Sam Hyde, you know, very fucking just piece of shit fucking person that iDubbbz wants nothing to do with. And then today he just released a video called I miss the old iDubbbz, because everyone's calling him a pussy cuck or whatever, because he no longer says slurs and apologizes for it, which in this video he straight up just apologizes, saying, you know, what I did was terrible. I made content hurting people, and I apologize, and I don't want to make that content anymore because I want to grow as a person. And everyone's calling me a pussy for it because he wants to make better content, right? More positive content for the site or whatever. And, like, I'm just going and, like, he's trending because of it. I'm just going through all this. People are like, oh, what a pussy, what a cuck, here's a picture of your naked wife, you know, fucking, like, just God. Like, I don't fucking understand. And it's all men, you know, it's all men, of course. It's just, like, it's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah, and it's all those people saying that because that's what he originally generated as a crowd.
Yeah.
With how he used to be. And it sucks that when he goes to grow as a creator, like, he's not going to have the following that he had because all of these people are just going to drop off because they're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, it takes a lot to grow as a person. And I think creators deserve more, like, not, what's the word? Forgiveness at times.
Yeah.
For things that they've done and said. Like, some of them are absolutely unforgivable. But, like, there's a lot where they come out and they apologize and people still shit on them. And it's like, okay, they've learned and they actually have changed. It's not just, like, a single apology and then they keep going back to saying slurs.
Yeah. And it's just...
Like, I'll be honest, I was an, like, of course, I'm not a racist, of course, piece of shit, bigoted piece of shit. I liked iDubbbz's old content for what it was back then. It was funny, but that was just with the times. And of course, I don't believe in any of that. I just found it fun and shit, you know? But like, yeah, it's just, I'm glad that he's trying to grow as a person. Like, he unlisted all of those videos that he found were just offensive, mean, and cruel. Like, all the content cop videos are gone. All of the videos where, you know, he said and did that shit, he unlisted all of that, and all the money he made from that video he just released apologizing, he's donating it to all charities that felt like was affected or helps communities that were affected by his comments, words, things like that, which is really fucking cool. And then I'm just and then again, like, I'm just scrolling through iDubbbz, it's all like, I miss the old iDubbbz stuff like that. It's just god, like, what the fuck? It's just like, I feel like there's just a disconnection with like society and real life and just reality and just being a good moral human person right out the fucking window. I it just blows my mind how people can fucking think like that. Like, these people really just don't go outside, and it's nuts. Anyways, I'll stop talking about that.
Well, speaking of not going outside, Our lovely creative director passed on that the Montana governor has just banned TikTok in Montana.
Really?
Yep. So I knew there was something going around for a while that it was like between like midnight or like nighttime hours. It's super dark right now.
Yeah,
I
was just about to say, you're very dark.
In like nighttime hours, that's a blue light. It would be banned. But
there's literally no difference.
Turns on light, nothing changed.
There we go.
Hey, there we go.
But now it's just gone through that it's completely banned. This article says, which I'll send this article that I'm reading.
That's a man.
Prohibiting the app. That is a man. Prohibiting the app from operating with state lines. The law also outlines potential fines of $10,000 per day for violators. Including app stores found to host the social media application.
Oh my god.
So that's what's going on in Montana right now for all the 15 fucking people.
She said the 15 fucking people that live there. $10,000 a day for the social media app? What the fuck?
It also, it goes on to
say, that's not going to the people, that's going towards like Apple, Google Play.
No, it's just any violators.
Yeah, it's saying just per any violators, including app stores found to host social media application. So how can they just be like, hey, if your phone is connected to anything in Montana at all, it will be just banned? How will that work?
Yeah, well, there was a tweet here, and I couldn't find the article that they got this quote from, so I'm not sure how believable it is.
Grain of salt shit, yeah.
But it said that the Bills champions have admitted that they have no feasible plan for operationalizing this attempt to censor American voices, and that the Bills' constitutionality will be decided by the courts.
So has this gone into effect? Like, is this bill like fully built?
Montana Governor Greg
don't have like the infrastructure to actually put it into effect, so they can say that they're gonna do this stuff right now, like it can be a law, but like they can't actually enforce it at the moment, because what are they gonna do, have cops standing over everybody's shoulder being like $10,000 right now? TikTok.
Yeah, I'm gonna say too, like, I bet Montana has probably what like $6 total to spend on this.
Hank Green is from Montana. Landon, your favorite person is from Montana.
Oh no, turns on VPN. Anyway,
yeah, that was the thing. Like, yeah, VPN is going to be super helpful for that, but
yeah,
that's crazy. Like, that just because the article goes on to say then that it's like, he also signed on Wednesday, he signed a separate executive order that prohibits the use of any social media application, quote, tied to foreign adversaries on government devices.
Including, it's not American made. Don't want it on my soil.
Yeah, including ByteDance's CapCut, so like the template video editing thing for TikTok, and Lemon 8 and Telegram Messenger. So
I mean, fuck
what
Telegram.
What about, like, Line? Which, that's like a mobile, like, messaging system that a lot of people overseas generally end up using instead of texting, because it's internet-based.
Right.
Rather than having...
What'd you say, internet. Line?
Line, yeah. Where I think that's, like, a... I don't know where it's founded from, but it is, like, still considered a social media, I think.
Yeah, I was like, is this just says by foreign adversary? Not necessarily foreign countries apps, but just China.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it really
on my birthday in 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, let me change the color of my lights because they're blue.
Dabba-dee-bubba-day.
Come on, guys. Get better lighting.
I
step up your game. Not that mine's great. But...
Yeah, I was like, you're like not that far off. Shut up.
What do you mean? On this, I am.
Yeah, we're all...
Yeah. Well, I have a ring light, so get yourself a ring light.
I have one. I'll set it up for the next one. Yeah, that's crazy for Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't think they have any way to.
No, they have like no way of policing that.
And if they do truly enforce it, and then it ends up being decided that it is unethical or whatever, they're gonna get fined a shit ton.
Yeah. Well, the ACLU is already challenging it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like that really is just an invasion of privacy on so many levels, you know.
Not just an invasion of privacy, but straight up just censorship.
And that, yeah, like that.
With lack of
yeah.
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Where, like, at that point, they're becoming what they hate about China.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where they genuinely say, like, oh, China doesn't let you do this. China doesn't let you do this.
So you're not going to do this. You're not allowed to do this. Or we're going to fine you $10,000 per fucking
yeah,
day.
Yeah, now you're literally just doing the exact same thing because it's from China.
Yeah, imagine, like a 12-year-old girl doing a fucking TikTok dance and being, like, tackled by, like, six police officers and... SWAT
Thank God.
K-9 units.
Oh, you know what? There's a plus side to this.
Yeah, yeah. Beat up the children.
As long as they're
if they're dancing, put them down. God, fucking! Down. This is just Footloose.
Oh my
this
God.
This is just Footloose.
Oh my God. It all comes. Life imitates art.
If I cut you loose.
Take off the Sunday shoes.
Louise, pull me off of my feet.
Snap.
Foot, feet, foot.
Oh! Disney removes dozens of series from Disney Plus and Hulu, including Big Shot, Willow, Y, and Dollface.
Willow? Like the...
Like the old show that they just remade. This year.
Not the movie. Is it the show or the movie?
I did not recognize any of those.
I thought it was a miniseries originally.
So, because I grew up with the movie.
Maybe it's a movie.
They better have not fucking removed it. Unless it's... Is it a remaster or a remake? If it's a remaster, I'm fine.
The remake came out this year.
So it's a remake.
Completely remake.
They got fucking... I'm not...
They got rid of... Maggie on Hulu, Little Goodbye, Demon
Maggie.
On Hulu. Premise
25% less woman.
Arnold
now.
Schwarzenegger.
Loving the time of Corona. Everything's trash. Best in Show or Best in Snow. Best in Dough. So two separate shows.
I was gonna
on
say
Hulu.
I don't think Disney owns Best in Show. I love that
well,
movie.
That's Hulu specifically.
Yeah, that's Hulu.
Not owned by Disney.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
The one and only Ivan on Disney Plus, Timmy Failure, Be Our Chef, Magic Camp, Howard, Earth to Ned, Foodtastic, Stuntman, Disney Fairy Tale Weddings,
No! No! You can't take it away from me.
And it's A Dog's Life with Billy Farber. We're all removed from Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't recognize like any of those.
Oh my god. If because the original Willow was legit like one of my fucking favorite movies of all time as a kid.
They brought back Warwick Davis for the remake of Willow.
Yeah. I love that. I love that guy.
Yeah, I don't understand Disney Plus removing their shit. Like, it's your platform. It's why you made your platform.
Yeah, because it
would make sense if they were also a smaller like production company where they couldn't host as much on like a server, but you're fucking Disney.
Okay, so Willow is an American high fantasy adventure television series based on and serving as a sequel to the 1988 film. Okay, so the 88 film, that's what I grew up on. I have not watched the show. So I don't know if they're getting rid of the show or the movie. Okay, then fuck it, I don't care.
They're getting rid of the show.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. Was it okay?
Why would they?
But why still, why?
Because they just came out with that. That came out this year.
I wonder if it just had that bad of a reception.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know, but still, it's like the whole idea of the Disney Vault. Everything's gonna be there.
That's kind of whether it's popular or not.
Yeah, fucking Johnny Tsunami, like, literally probably has, like,
every
two fans.
Every time something has gotten brought up about Disney Plus removing shit, you bring up Johnny Tsunami. They are not touching Johnny Tsunami.
They better the fuck not touch Johnny Tsunami. I fucking love that movie.
I know. You talk about it all the time.
I know, because if they fucking remove it, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit.
We
know. Okay. And then my turn. I know, I didn't say anything. I'm just... It wasn't everyone.
I was just going along with it last night.
I knew it wasn't her. It's a ginger woman.
The mom is Spy Kids?
Yeah, because...
Is it Salma Hayek, the pigtail girl's mom?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, she is a mom in Spy Kids. I was like, she's in it.
But the mom is what's her name? Another really hot, beautiful
Spy
woman.
Spy Kids mom actress. She's in Ginger. Hill House, Haunting of Hill House. She's the mom in Hill House.
Was she in Hill House?
Carla Gugino.
I'm sorry.
Carla Gugino.
She's hot. She's hot. She is a woman too, so checks out.
Yes.
Two for two, man. Two for two.
But yeah, she's the mom in Haunting of Hill House.
I always hear you guys talk about that show movie.
So good. Show.
No idea what it is.
Netflix miniseries.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it either.
I honestly, I'm down to watch it whenever. Fucking love that show to death.
Oh, Kate Segal's in it.
Yeah, Kate Segal. It's a Mike Flanagan film.
Oh, Elizabeth Reeser, I know her.
Elizabeth Reeser. That name does not sound familiar.
She's in the Ouija movie.
Oh, Twilight. Okay. Yeah.
She's the mom? She's the mom in Twilight.
She's the mom in Ouija, yeah.
And Twilight.
She's not the mom in Twilight, I don't think.
She's in Twilight. I just don't remember what she does. Fuck.
Esme Cohen. Or Esme.
Oh, Esme. Esme. Yeah.
I was confused because I forgot that the kid is named Renesmee. I was like, what? Why? That's not her name.
That's not her name.
Yeah,
yes. Elizabeth Reeser, the mother from Ouija, played the baby in Twilight.
Yeah, Esme. She's Edward's mom.
Not Edward's mom.
Yeah, she's the wife of Carlisle.
Oh, you did say Colin. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Colin, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard Swan.
No, that's Bella. Yeah, Esme Colin. She's don't question me. I've read Twilight twice.
Now I'm questioning you.
Huh?
What's Jacob's last name?
Colin.
No. Why did I know you were going to say that?
Yeah, him and Edward are married now, didn't
Jake
you?
Jake
know?
The dog. Did you not?
Jake the dog.
And Jake the dog. Well, he's a werewolf.
And then Finn the human.
And duh. Edward the human.
Yeah. No, the vampire. Colin.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Edward the vampire Colin. That's his full name.
God, his tax documents have to be long as shit.
Well, he's also like 300 years old.
He's got like 12 diplomas for high school.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think he would at least go to college like once.
At least once.
Because it's like he's old enough to go through high school entire time.
He's and, really like, smart for high school, but once it reaches college, he's fucked. He's like, I've done this like at least 20 fucking million times, but like, yeah, college, yeah, algebra or like advanced algebra, you know, calculus. I ain't doing it for you. You would also think he would go for women more his age, you know, like 90 plus.
Yeah.
I think that would be a way more interesting romance novel.
Well,
where, you know,
the whole thing was that he was imprinted on Bella because she had that really intoxicating blood
smell.
She was stinky.
Stank. Stank. And so every once in a while, my parents and like my sisters, they'll just go on a binge of watching the Twilight movies for no random reason. And I had to explain to them, like, yeah, I love the movies, even though they're fucking terrible. But like the one bit that I just fucking have always hated, both in the book and in the fucking movies, is the fact that Jacob is a fucking child predator, and you cannot tell me any fucking different. And they're like, no, yeah, you're taking it all wrong. I'm like, I am taking it all the fucking right, because it's fucking fucked up. He literally was like, yeah, I'm looking at this child.
But he's hot. Gonna...
No. No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, there's better ways they could have handled the imprinting fact.
Yeah, just like not doing it.
Well, then
not
also
doing it, or even just making it more of a familial thing.
Well, the whole excuse that people like Twilight fucking moms say is because the child has a faster growing rate.
No. No, it's still a fucking child.
It's still a fucking child.
Like the use of the word familial when talking about this imprinting thing, because it's like, cool, so we've gone from child predation to incest.
Yeah.
You do know that imprinting can also just be like a family thing.
No, I don't, because I've not watched the fucking movies or read the books.
I'm talking about just like nature. Baby ducks, if you hatch a baby duck, it's the first thing you see. It is imprinted on you, and it thinks it's your its mom.
Yeah.
That's family. It doesn't want to, like...
Familia, you know what I'm saying?
You.
Why not?
It wants you to protect it and take care of it.
No. Before you continue, Maggie, we need to talk about that comment. What was that whole why not comment?
Duck doesn't want to fuck you.
Well, why not? What? Is it something about me or
what's wrong with me?
You just don't have enough feathers.
Is
it
a it. Is it a me thing? Is it something?
It's
is it just like
you?
Yeah. If it was anyone else, yeah, the duck wants to
anyone
fuck.
Else. The duck.
Yeah,
is
the duck wants
down.
To fuck everyone else, just not you.
Ready to go. You.
It wants to do the sexual imprinting, not the family imprinting.
It only wants to imprint platonically with me.
Yeah, platonic imprinting.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
God. So the live action Powerpuff Girls series is no longer being developed at the
good.
CW. Woo. I learned today that there was a Powerpuff live action being made at CW.
Fucking done.
You know what would have been a great live action? totally spies.
What were you saying? Sorry, I got really upset.
I think that totally spies. Totally Spies would have been a great live action, right?
I love that. Wait, that's happening, or are you saying that's just a great
idea? No, it would be good. See, I knew also that Landon would get it because he grew up with all of his young, his sisters.
Thank you.
That was definitely a like girl show.
I love Totally Spies.
So good.
They're so hot.
They are.
To clarify, when I was younger, I know they're teenagers. When I was a kid, I had a total crush on them. You know who I had a big fucking crush on when I was a kid? The Powerpuff Girls, but when they were teenagers.
Man. Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
They just kind of freaked me out when I was
younger. Yeah, they were weird with the heads and stuff, but like that Y2K fashion, oh, that shit's cool. I don't know.
I thought when you said, you know, who you were attracted to when you were younger, I thought you were going to say the, like, butler, messenger giver guy from Totally Spies.
I don't even remember. Because I
feel like his name is Alfred.
It's just every butler's name.
every butler is Alfred.
Jerry. His name's Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, the whole, the whole thing is that, you know, it's a parody of that's my boy Jerry, that's my boy, it, you know, because it's a parody on fucking why am I blanking? No, not James Bond. Three Hot Women.
Charlie's Angels,
because that's the whole thing. It's like it's a parody on Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, so,
but for kids. Which Totally Spies girl was your favorite?
Mandy.
Wait, what?
Mandy.
Mandy.
So quickly.
I'm already Googling pictures of her.
Mandy is the so-called mean girl of Totally Spies. I honestly don't. Was she just like the bitch, right? She was just the bitch character, right?
Yeah. She was like the bully of them, but then there was the points where like she found out that they're spies and she was part of their team.
Yeah.
I fucking loved her. Her design was like the best out of them, I think.
I loved out of the three, I think Clover was always my favorite.
Clover's the blonde, right? Or
yeah,
the brunette.
So yeah, there's the blonde, there's a ginger, and then there's the black haired.
Okay, girl, yeah.
Alex. Clover's Clover, Sam, and Alex. Yeah, actually all three of them are fucking. Which Charlie's Angels was your favorite? Mine's all of them. Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Well, actually, my favorite is Drew Barrymore. You know, love that woman so much.
Yeah, you do love Drew Barrymore.
I love Drew Barrymore so fucking much.
Who is the Cameron Diaz. I'm not the biggest fan of her.
Really? I like Cameron Diaz. I've always liked the shit that she's in. I love her in The Mask.
I haven't watched The Mask in so long.
So good. Such a good man. All right. In honor of Jared, I want to end this episode with a tweet. It is simply a picture of an angry emoji. And it just says, I hate boob pics. Don't send me any.
I hate boob.
I hate boob. I'm gonna end it all right now, live.
Yay, he's gonna stream it.
I'm gonna stream it. Just for him.
I'm just gonna say here,
thumbs up and doing hand things for a minute.
You know what? All I have to say for this last minute, like really just my closing remarks. Women are hot. Yeah. Women are hot, my friends. That was my bit. Don't take that.
I was going to walk away, but when I turned.
That was my bit.
My fucking.
That was my bit that I did twice.
Got stuck on my leg.
But women are hot. And I think Trey is trying to disagree. So.
I agree. I just don't want this to be a fucking 4 hour long conversation again.
It's literally a minute. We just said that.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for watching. And be sure to check out the merch store at carcrashstore.com. And if you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe to Car Crash Productions.
Idiosyncrasies.